Recorded Books presents Traitor's Gate by Anne Perry, narrated by Jenny Sterling. Chapter 1. Pitt sat back on the wooden seat and watched with profound pleasure as the sun faded on the old apple tree in the centre of the lawn and for a few moments gilded the rough bark. They had only been in the new house a matter of weeks, but already it had a familiarity about it, as if he were returning rather than moving in for the first time. It was many small things. The light on the patch of stone wall at the end of the garden, the bark of the trees, the smell of grass deep in the shade under the branches. It was early evening, and there were moths fluttering and drifting in the early May air, which was already cooler as twilight approached. Charlotte was inside somewhere, probably upstairs, seeing the children to bed. He hoped she had also thought of supper. He was surprisingly hungry, considering he had done little all day, but enjoy the rare full Saturday at home. That was one of the benefits of having been promoted to superintendent when Micah Drummond had retired. He had more time. The disadvantages were that he carried far more responsibility, and found himself, rather too often for his wishes, behind a desk in Bow Street instead of out investigating. He settled a little lower in the seat and crossed his legs, smiling without being aware of it. He was dressed in old clothes, suitable for the gardening he had done through the day, very casually, now and then,